Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
Here with me today is an extra special guest, Baronelle Stutzman. Baronelle, you're from the state of Washington. You're best known, perhaps, because of a lawsuit that was filed against you by the state of Washington. Would you tell us your story?
Yes, I'm just a little florist in Richland, Washington, and I have a customer who's been a longtime friend for 10 years who just happens to be gay, and he came in to talk to me about his wedding, and I gently declined telling him because of my faith in Jesus Christ I could not do his wedding. We talked about his wedding for a while, and he asked me to recommend another florist. I recommended three, and he and I hugged, and he left.
Baronelle, you sold him flowers for many years, is that correct?
Yes, sir, over 10 years.
What then transpired?
Rob did not file a complaint, but the attorney general picked it up off of Facebook. His partner put on a small little blurb that said, in essence, that I had every right to believe the way I believe. And it went viral from there, and the attorney general picked it up, and then the ACLU got a hold of Rob and Kurt, and they filed a lawsuit.
Well, thank you, Baronelle, for your story. Here with us also from Alliance Defending Freedom is Kristen Wagner, helping to defend Baronelle. Kristen, what is transpiring in the courts with Baronelle?
Well, Baronelle's case has been appealed to the Washington State Supreme Court. We're waiting for the State Supreme Court to decide whether to grant review of that case, and we expect to hear as early as next week whether they will do so.
What's at stake here if she would lose?
Well, pretty much everything she owns could be at stake because they could have just sued her business, but instead they sued her personally as well. So all of her personal assets are at stake if she loses her case. They wanted to send a message to the people of this nation. If you choose to follow your faith, you will be ruined.
Well, thank you, Kristen. If you want to learn more about what we're involved in to help ensure our religious liberties, do contact us at Nebraska Family Alliance.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org.